I'm sure three songs by Bad Company. That was If I'm Sleeping. Before that, we heard Long Walk. And we started things off with This Love. All those were from Frame and Fortune. Released on Atlantic Records in 1986, October of 1986 to be exact. So it's come to my attention that there's been a lot of disconnects. I don't know why it is. I have a theory that they want everybody to upgrade to fiber, and that's a shame because fiber costs an extra $80, and they're not really providing service as it is. So I don't know. Maybe this is the last straw. Maybe next week, if they don't improve service next week, maybe we'll truncate it to like a 3-hour show. Or maybe even less than that. Maybe like 2 hours. We'll see what happens. So, anyway. This brings us to their next album. Dangerous Age. Released on Atlantic Records in August 15th, 1988, to be exact, in the same lineup as the previous album. Well, they have Steve Price on bass, Terry Thomas on Hammond organ, and John Mellison on backing vocals. So this time, they kind of struck pay dirt here because they whereas like the previous album only reached like the number 106 on the Billboard album charts, this peaked at number 58 and was certified gold. So this is pretty good. So anyway, we're going to play a track off of this album, Dangerous Age. Here's Bad Company and One Night, paying tribute to Mick Rouse on the next show. Especially two tracks from Bad Company. That was Dangerous Age, title track. And before that, we started things off with One Night. Both of those were from Dangerous Age, released on Atlantic Records in August of 1988. So this brings us to their next album, Holy Water, released on June 12th, 1990. And they're relegated to the ATCO label. But amazingly enough, the album where they reached the big time, they achieved platinum status. It was selling over 1,000 units and climbed to number 35 in the Billboard top pop albums chart. So let's see. They basically toured with the Damn Yankees. I presume they were the opening act. So anyway, let's listen to the title track from this album. Here's Bad Company and Holy Water. This is our tribute to Mick Ralphs on the next show.
Kidding!
Yes, Bad Company and title track from Holy Water, released on Atlantic Records, Atco Records, actually, in June 1990. So anyway, as I said, it's really annoying and frustrating that that apparently Optum can't seal the deal here and maintain basic internet connectivity. So I don't know. Next week is going to be the last week, and then I'm going to think about like truncating the show to like either 3 hours or 2 hours, depending on whether they can provide stable internet. And then after that, maybe think about like not having shows after. But anyway, show's over, so I might as well have Eric and Ernie play us out of here. So anyway, the next live show on RFC will be the Tom and Darrell afternoon show at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 Central. And after that, you have the World According to Clay and Rachie at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 Central. And then after that, you have Jim Pemberton's show. We'll probably give it back in the 70s. So anyway, stay tuned for a replay of Club Impaler Overnight. And also, check us out at thenextshow.com, place the O with a zero, for playlists and show archives. The archives will be uploaded almost immediately. The show ends with just pretty much like in a few minutes. And the playlist will not be up there for about a day or so. But you can also join us at lowbudgetreviews.com for low budget DVD and Blu-ray reviews. Join us. So tune in next week for that's the mystery show. We don't know. It might be have a stable connection, or we might be disconnected. Who the hell knows? But anyway, we'll have a show next week. I will guarantee you that. Love, sweet love, bring me fun, bring me sunshine, bring me love. It's Electric, this is number 6, reminding you to lather, rinse, repeat, do something with those fingernails, and oh yes, drive safely and drink milk. Oh yeah, Optimum sucks. That's the end of the show. Again, Optimum sucks. Goodbye, goodbye, goodbye.
Goodbye! Goodbye! Goodbye!